number 10,897, Michael and Kathy Newcomb, northeast of Road 258, Hudson Road, east of Hudson Street Extended, being lot 27 within Creek Falls Farm, Phase 3 development. Variance from the minimum lot width requirement.
Name and address.
Milton, you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
My husband and I currently live in Creek Falls Farms, and we have just shy of 9.5 acres at the end of Hudson Street. The community has approximately 110 original homeowners, 107 of which have 3/4 acre. We have 9.5, and then there were two other large pieces. One was 6.5 acres, one was 5 acres. Those two people previously came before you and subdivided their lots. So now we're still the largest lot, but even with this requested subdivision, we would still be the second and third largest in the community by far. The property is unique because we're at the end of the street, so we're on a cul-de-sac. So even though the property at its front width is over 400 feet in width, at the 30-foot setback of the cul-de-sac, this subdivision line would leave our house, as it's shown on the survey, with a 100-foot width, and the other lot only has 85 feet. But again, even with that subdivision, once you get off the cul-de-sac, the lot would be 178 feet wide, which is larger in width than the other 3/4 acre pieces in the community. It cannot be developed any other way because we're at the end of the street and there's a cul-de-sac. It will not alter any of the property values or character of the neighbors because it still is unique in that it's 5 times as large as any of the other neighboring properties. It shouldn't have any detrimental effect to public welfare. And I think that's all.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
There are no development restrictions that go along with this.
Development restriction, or if it was your restriction that I had before coming here, I had to get at least...
If from Creek Falls.
Okay, Creek Falls. If your requirement was getting 50% of the homeowners to agree before I came here, then there is not. Then Creek Falls is silent on that. And I wasn't sure if it was Creek Falls or the board.
It must be Creek Falls. So okay. You have that.
Then I had to, in my phase, I had to get at least 50% of the homeowners to not object. And there was 30 homeowners in our phase. 23 of them gave us letters of no objection, which I turned in with the file.
Thank you.
What's the total footage you have on the cul-de-sac now?
I have 185.01.
Which you're dividing?
The surveyor who did this said that it would be best to keep 100 where our house is now, so I didn't have to ask for two variances. So we did the 100 feet where our house is now and left 85 on the lot that we'd like to subdivide.
Each lot can be 100 foot wide per the code.
Okay. Oh, because it's a subdivision and not a county road.
Septic.
What? Thank you.
And it's septic, correct?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it can be 100 feet for each parcel.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10897. I don't think it's going to affect the neighborhood. The cul-de-sacs seem like they always cause problems. See no reason not to grant it, so the minimum grant requires to grant relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,897. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Yes, ma'am. Case number 10,898,